It is Thursday, March 18th. This is Jaguars Happy Hour. Jaguars Happy Hour is brought to you by Duval Motor Company. And now, the real reason free agents want to be here, J.P. Shadrick.
Welcome in. It's Jaguars Happy Hour. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and a busy show coming up. Happy New Year, by the way. The new league year started on Wednesday.
Oh, the league year.
Yeah. Happy new league year, Loggs.
Happy New Year, J.P.
Free agency is underway. Jaguars defensive players in the building today, those that have been added, a few of them speaking with the media. We'll get through what's left to do and what's next in free agency. We'll go around the National Football League as well. And Happy New Year, Logs. What's up, man?
Free agency is up, and we got a lot of new Jaguars to be able to talk about.
Yes. We'll go through most of them tonight. Yes.
Yeah, we will. But, I mean, as a whole, I mean, it's the number is, I think, is what
right.
What makes you go, wow, right?
12.
12 now.
12 agreed to terms, including the trade from the Saints.
Which is a staggering number, which is essentially in one day you got 12 new faces that are going to be on this football team. And you probably don't have, I think, out of that group, I mean, there's probably one guy that really jumps out, and that's, you know, the defensive back from Seattle.
Shaquille Griffin, yes.
Which is he's probably your – if you look at it from a dollars and cents standpoint, he's the guy that jumps out because he's the highest paid guy in free agency. But, you know, it's amazing to me in what we were anticipating, so many different people being available, and then all of a sudden teams found a way to use the franchise tag to get guys re-signed. And we thought that it was going to be a little different this year. But at the end of the day, teams were able to work out those guys they really wanted to keep. They did.
The approach early, the first hour, you know, 4 or 5 hours of the negotiation window, Jaguars fans are freaking out because the Jags aren't in some of these deals and some of the big names, you know. But the approach had to be a little different for this staff, for Baalke and Urban Meyer, because they really just had to retool the roster. This team was 1-15 last year,
and I think
some of their guys in here.
Right, and a lot of people were expecting the big splash. You know, Leonard Williams or Jonnu Smith, the tight end that we talked about in Tennessee that we liked, Hunter Henry. I mean, people of those statures, and totally understand it. But here's one thing: getting those type of players is fantastic. But what you would have liked to have done is that you would have been, instead of the Giants getting Leonard Williams in a trade, boy, wouldn't it have been nice if the Jaguars had been able to get him back then?
Sure.
Okay, so then he would be here already. Yeah, so those are the opportunities that you have to be able to take advantage of when given the opportunity, and you kind of missed the boat on that one a little bit. And then some of the other big-name free agents that were being tossed around early in the part of free agency, and the Jaguars weren't in that conversation. And who knows if they actually were. You know, they might have been.
They might not have been.
You know, we don't know the answer to that, and I don't think we'll ever know the answer to that. But the reality is that this team had multiple holes to fill to get this team to the point of where it can be competitive. And so when you're taking that approach, you don't feel like you're one or two players away. Mm-hmm. You're a lot of players away. And so is the approach, was it different because of that? I don't know the answer to that. Were they in play for a lot of the quote-unquote big-name free agents? Maybe so. We don't know the answer to that.
Maybe they had a number and didn't want to go past it.
Because they always use that term value. And when you use that term value, which is a smart way to do it, you are willing to go after players, but there has to be a point where you say, now it's not a value anymore. And you have to continue to look at ways to get value in other ways for your dollar. And then so by addressing multiple positions with 12 different guys. And look, I like some of the names on the list. I do. I think Rayshon Jenkins is a really good football player.
Safety, yep.
Yeah, I think he's one of the best safeties that was out there in free agency, and so I think that's a great addition.
You know, I liked him today. We heard from him today on the press conference. He was in the building today. Shaquille Griffin is here, and Ray Roberts and Harris is about to speak with the media as we speak, and you can catch it on the Jaguars social media channel. But, you know, I liked Jenkins and Griffin, by the way, knew each other when they were 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They and the Griffin brothers and Jenkins played on the same little league football team together down in St. Pete.
I bet you they were pretty good.
They won three championships. How about that? And now they're playing together on an NFL team. But just hearing Jenkins' story especially, you know, the guy was – he was a draft pick. He was a mid-round draft pick. But the first 2 years, he's a special teams contributor. He's not on the field defensively a whole lot. And then some injuries happened. He had to go play and really developed. And those first 2 years kind of humbled him a bit and taught him the ropes in the NFL. And then he earned his way into a starting role, and now he's earned a free agent contract.
Yeah, and well deserved, because he's a good football player. He's much more than a special teams player, obviously. And the dollars say that, but you know, this team needed to find another safety, and you needed to find one bad. You needed to find a corner opposite your first round pick last year.
Right.
You know, because the reality is that you have hope and high expectations with a first round pick on your roster at the corner spot, but at the end of the day, he still has a lot to prove. And so you need, or it would have been nice if this team was going into free agency to be able to find an answer on the opposite side that you know. Because, I mean, when you're in free agency, you know. And so they got Griffin, and I think that was a great acquisition. And then now the young player has to develop.
Happening now on Jaguars.com, we're going to listen live to the new addition, Ray Robertson Harris, visiting with the media over a Microsoft Teams call. We'll catch back with you in just a moment. Here's Ray Robertson Harris.
You're moving further away from home. I'm just curious, when you got a 9-month-old, how daunting is that to be, you know, across the country from what you consider your hometown?
I mean, we're here as a family together, so whether it's here or Alaska, you know, we got each other, so it's not going to be too bad. We'll have each other and have some great teammates around me. Been able to meet a few, so I'm excited.
Great. Thank you, Mark. All right, let's go over to Jamal and then Demetrius.
Who from the coaching staff did you talk to, and what were they able to tell you to sell you on coming down here to Jacksonville?
I mean, there's nothing to be really sold on. I mean, it's great weather, and it's you know, being able to play for Coach Urban is going to be a great opportunity, you know, for myself, and then playing for Coach Cullen, I think it's going to be awesome. You know, great coaching staff. You know, I know Zach personally, Zach Orr. I know he's going to be a great coach, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity. I'm going to set him down real quick, y'all. He's a little busy.
Totally fine.
That's Ray Robertson Harris. Yeah, we're listening live.
It's a great group of coaches, and I think we're going to do very well on the defense side of the ball. We're going to do everything we can to help this team win some games.
Perfect. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Jamal. Let's go over to Demetrius.
Hey, Roy, congratulations. Just how much does Jacksonville investing this much into you mean to you and your family?
I mean, it means everything. The fact that they're willing to take a chance on, you know, myself and, you know, being an undrafted guy, I've worked so hard. But the fact that Jacksonville is willing to do this and bring me in and, you know, I'm willing to put everything on the line to make sure that I do what I can to make sure we can win whatever I can to, you know, to do to help this team.
That's Ray Robertson Harris, the newest addition to the Jaguars, defensive lineman, free agent pickup from the Bears. And he had his young child in his arms, had to put that down and then continue the conversation. And he, Logs, is massive, about 6'7", right around 300 pounds. And you like this guy.
I think he's a real solid football player. He's big. He's strong. He's got the ability to play as a 3-4 defensive end, which this team is going to be making the move to. I think the addition of him, the addition of Tyson Alualu, who I think has had an outstanding career. And it's the second go-around with the Jaguars after being a first-round pick years ago. And some of Tyson's best years were in the 3-4 with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so to see him come back is outstanding. And Tyson Alualu has been – I mean, if you look at it, he was so widely criticized for being a first-round pick – in Jaguars history and kind of was attached to Gene Smith, and people criticized Gene Smith. How can you draft a Tyson Alualu? Well, if you go back and you sit there and you look at it now, it's one of the best picks in Jaguars history as far as the longevity, the production of Tyson Alualu.
The availability as well, especially considering what happened when he showed up here, right? I mean, that was the big concern. And then he's only missed – he's played 172 career NFL games now, and he's only missed four games in his whole career.
And he is, first of all, a wonderful guy. I mean, he is
no doubt.
He is a top-notch person.
Which they need at the locker room too. They want
absolutely.
Think that, you know, Cullen knows him, and from his past time here, and they need a veteran presence to rally around in that
locker room. We talked about probably a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and what the goal is in free agency. I said, first of all, you need to make sure that you can get better. Number one, you want to get a little bit older, a little bit more mature, because your roster is so young already, and then to find those guys that can be out front, that can carry a coach's message, that can carry maturity. Because I made reference to how they tried to rebuild things around here in the past. You know, you go back to 13, the first year of Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell, and they essentially stripped the cupboard bare and tried to go with no veteran leadership whatsoever and to go completely young. And then last year they tried to do it again with going completely young.
Yep.
That just doesn't work that way.
Nope.
You have to have some veterans that are at the forefront to lead a team. And leadership from coaches is never enough. You've got to have more than that.
An alert from the National Weather Service now, a tornado warning in this area until 4:45 p.m. That's about 35 minutes from right now. So keep your eye on the weather, because we are in a tornado warning here in Duval County. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, plenty more ahead on Jaguars Happy Hour. We'll come back in a moment and get into the offensive additions and some special teams additions for this Jaguars team in free agency. In the first couple of days, we are in the new league year, and there are a lot of new Jaguars, and we'll get to them all a little bit later. And check out the official Jaguars Podcast Network. It's a free subscription on Apple iTunes or Spotify. This program archive, Jaguars Reporters, the Huddle Up Pod, much more. Give us that 5-star rating. And we're off and running. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Pinpoint, the official signage partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, helps business decision makers like you maximize the impact of their brand. Your company's identification, advertising, and even the words you use make an impression on your clients. With Pinpoint as your coach, you can make sure it's a good impression. Pinpoint provides the creative design and production services for anything you need to enhance your brand, from custom signage to complete marketing solutions. Step up your game with Pinpoint and create the ultimate brand experience for your clients. Visit experiencepinpoint.com. Jaguars fans, did you know that with Drizzly, you can get Tito's Handmade Vodka delivered to your door in under 60 minutes? Well, you can. And now they're giving all fans $10 off their first order. Use the code JAGS10 at checkout. Just download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com and make sure you're all set to mix it up with Tito's Handmade Vodka for the perfect game day. That's DRIZLY.com. And remember to use the special code JAGS10 to save $10 on your first order. 80-proof Tito's Handmade Vodka. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
The best thing about working at Farrah & Farrah is all of the employees. We all work together. It's extremely enjoyable to come to work every day.
There's a common cause or goal. No matter what your job is, we're all there for the client.
We are dedicated to our clients 100%. We do everything it takes to maximize the value of their claims.
Farrah & Farrah is really the Farrah family. When they choose us, they choose a family to fight for them and to protect them and to make sure that they're in a good place and that they have somebody on their side.
Farrah & Farrah, here for you, here for good. Jacksonville.
Floridians know what it means to stand together.
That's why Florida Blue is committed to the people of Florida by providing health care with lower costs and higher quality. Enroll within 60 days of life-changing events, such as losing your job, to get benefits like plans as low as $0 a month and up to $500 per year towards your premiums and wellness rewards. Call 1-800-750-0164 or visit floridablue.com/care today. Florida Blue is a trade name of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Incorporated. These health benefit plans have limitations and exclusions.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and I am proud to announce that Good Greek Moving and Storage is now the official mover of your Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars are making all of the right moves, and you should too. So when it's time for you to move, do it like the Jags and call the Good Greek. Simply dial star Greek from your cell or go to goodgreek.com. That's goodgreek.com. Good Greek Moving and Storage, official movers of Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good Greek Moving and Storage, your superhero movers.
Feel the roar of the Jaguars.
It's Duval right now, man. DTWD, Duval till we die.
On the home of the Jaguars, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Jacksonville just was a clear choice after knowing that I just need a fresh start and, you know, everything is just new here. And coming back to Florida, be able to have the opportunity to be a part of something, you know, new and something great and something special. I feel like that's the part that I was looking forward to. You know, I was behind a group, you know, they called the Legion of Boom at the time. You know, it's always something that they had going on already. And now I get a chance to start part of something great, something new, something different that we can call our own. So I'm excited about that. I think that's the most exciting thing, knowing that I write my own journey, my own story with an organization that truly believes in me the same way I believe in them.
That's Shaquille Griffin earlier today, Jaguars cornerback, and welcome back. Jaguars Happy Hour, J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, glad you're along with us today. If you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, join Jaguars alumni players and learn cool football fundamentals and join members of the Roar as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit jaguars.com/community to fuel greatness from anywhere. Good to hear from some of the guys today. Griffin in the building today. Rayshon Jenkins, we just heard live from Ray Robertson Harris a moment ago during his press conference. And now to the offensive side of things.
Well, let me say this, JP. I was enjoying this show a lot better when I didn't have to look at you on the TV.
Right. For those on the video side, you've just joined us on after the press conference for Ray Robinson Harris.
Just saying.
Here we are in high definition. Yes, that's right. It's you wouldn't be alone in that. Now, offensively.
By the way, something that Griffin said there, I thought brought back memories to me because he talked about, you know, making his own journey and being a part of something special and being a part of something exciting. It reminded me of kind of my journey back in 95.
Reminded me of me.
Well, I mean, just because in 95, you know, I was looking for something to put the fun and the excitement back in football for me because of year after year of losing with the Jets and struggles, and to come here to Jacksonville to get the excitement back was awesome. And I think that can be the same thing for some of these free agents, because this is something new. This is something exciting, a team that hasn't won much, a team that just went out and hired one of the most highly regarded college coaches in history. I mean, so that's pretty cool to hear that from Griffin and how he that was a part of the decision-making process.
Let's get to a couple of these offensive players. Let's start at wide receiver logs. And Marvin Jones Jr., 10th-year player from Cal, was with Detroit last year. And then Philip Dorsett, who we know from the Colts. He was with Seattle last year. It's his seventh year coming up. Wide receiver, 5'10", 192. He can fly. So those are the two big additions at wide receiver, at least early.
Yeah, I think Dorsett's a guy a player that's been well-traveled, a player that has had high expectations attached to him, kind of where he was at with the Colts, yep. But never really blossomed. And he's had a couple other opportunities to blossom since then. He's been solid, but he hasn't turned into, I think, what the expectations were for his draft status, which certainly sometimes that doesn't happen. Marvin Jones excites me because the guy scores touchdowns, number one, and number two, there's some familiarity with him and the coaching staff. And much like we talk about and talked about Tyson Alualu and being a solid leader, you have guys that can carry the message in the locker room. Well, Marvin Jones can carry the system to the locker room because yes. he's going to be able to talk that language a little bit with some of these younger players. And so that's a real positive. And on top of that, he's a good football player, just like Tyson Alualu. You got to be a good leader, first of all, you got to be a good football player. And I'm not saying you need to be a great football player.
You just got to be able to go play.
You got to be able to play. And yeah. I'm not, you know, like I say, you don't have to be a future gold jacket guy or anything like that, but you got to be a good football player. And if you're a good football player, you can absolutely lead. And I think both these guys are going to be able to do that.
They need that on this offense. And then I feel bad for Chris Manhertz, the tight end, the six-year man out of he was in Carolina last year.
Why are you feeling bad for
because
him?
Because they announced Chris Manhertz, or the report came out that Manhertz is going to sign, and that was when all the other tight ends were on the market still. So all everybody on Twitter is like freaking out, and he's 6'6", 255.
He's an inline blocking tight end.
That's what he is.
Yeah, which look, if you got
you need
a young
those guys,
you don't have an inline blocking tight end right now on your roster. Okay, you re-signed James O'Shaughnessy.
Correct.
He's not an inline blocking tight end.
No, he's not.
He's a guy that can catch some balls. You need a guy that can block, and that can also catch a ball occasionally. So. They were able to do that, and with you want to be able to take some pressure off of a young quarterback by running the football, and you got to have a good tight end that can block to be able to do that. I mean, much like how this team enjoyed the luxury of having Mercedes Lewis for so many years, I'm not saying that this guy is Mercedes Lewis because Mercedes was one of the elite blocking tight ends that this league had while he's still playing.
Still playing. So I was about to say, were you retiring him
already?
I was
going to say while he played, but he's still
going. Wait till he hears that.
But, I mean, if you look over the course of a decade, a little bit more than a decade, Mercedes was the best blocking tight end in football. The only tight end, mind you, that used to be able to block Dwight Freeney one-on-one in pass pro.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that.
Yes.
He blocked Dwight Freeney one-on-one in pass pro. So a good blocking tight end is absolutely needed, and my expectation is the draft is going to end up being the place where they end up finding their tight end.
I don't have any doubt about that, especially if they do not sign any others here in free agency. Jamal Agnew, wide receiver, but he's a kick returner, punt returner by trade.
Specialist.
And was with Detroit last time out. But he was a first-team All-Pro returner his first year in the league. He has a bunch of return touchdowns in his past.
Yeah, and there's also familiarity there, again, with the player.
That's right.
Because he was in Detroit.
That's a theme.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Another guy that can carry the message. And, you know, I thought for a while that the return game has somewhat been depreciated just because of the amount of safety rules in the game and how kickoffs teams are just, you know, touchbacks. I mean, the role of kick returners have kind of fell by the wayside. Punt returners obviously can still have a significant impact. But if you can find a way to gain a score on special teams, a couple of them, or to set up scores, a couple of them throughout the course of the year, I mean, it changes the game. And the studies and the numbers and the statistics don't lie that if you score a special teams on special teams in a game, you have like a 90% chance of winning the game. So if you can bring in a guy in that can maybe score one or two for you in a year, bring him in.
That would be nice for sure. Another special teams ace is Rudy Ford, safety by trade from Auburn, was last with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's a guy that – the Eagles fans, are missing a little bit. He had some good special teams play.
Yeah, and look, I don't know much about him. He's a guy that over the next couple weeks, I'm going to be watching his special teams film. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing that this team really, they tried to do a good job with it, because Joe DeCamillis, who is one of the best special teams coaches in the National Football League, who was here for a number of years, they tried to find quote-unquote role players that would fit in building a roster. And sometimes the prospect of a young player, of being a positional player, sometimes wins out in the roster battle over a guy who can play really good special teams like Ford Kent.
Correct.
And so I thought that for the last number of years, there were some decisions that where they chose to keep younger players, but maybe they should have kept somebody that was going to fill that role of special teams, and they chose not to do that. And I understand sometimes that's the way it goes. But Ford's going to fill an important role. And he's going to be a player that if you're going to find a way to get better, you got to find a way to be real solid on special teams, because that's one of the quickest ways you can get better is by being better on special teams. And that, for me, is not hard to do. That's about effort, concentration, and focus.
Yeah, it puts you in the right place and outworking there.
Talent matters, yeah. You know, on special teams, but the focus and the emphasis put on it by the coaching staff, I think, is you can gain a lot from that just alone.
One final player we did not get to on the offensive side, running back Carlos Hyde returns to Jacksonville. He was here in 2018.
Wasn't so Leonard, good in 18
Leonard,
now.
Well, Leonard Fournette was there. T.J. Yeldon was there. He wasn't getting the playing time I think that he was anticipating until Leonard Fournette got kicked out of the game for the fight in Buffalo and was suspended the next week. He had a little time then, but it wasn't a lot. And
wasn't
then he
good.
Went on to a couple of different teams after that, including Seattle. So he has connections, obviously, with Urban Meyer at Ohio State, the offensive coordinator, the passing game coordinator as well. So he is connected to the staff, let's say that. And we'll see if he can, you know, spell James Robinson a bit. That's the idea. They didn't have really anybody last year on a consistent basis to give James Robinson a breather.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, this is a thing. Look, you bring in a guy that you're familiar with. You let him come in and compete.
Yep.
His last time here, he was acquired in a trade
yep.
during the season. Didn't have a whole lot of time to get comfortable. Didn't look in particularly good shape. Was not productive for this football team. It has been said that this team, the general manager said it as much, Trent Baalke did, about the desire to find an explosive element in the running back room to complement James Robinson. I assure you that Carlos Hyde is not that. That they will be continuing to look
sure.
at somebody that makes you hold your breath when they touch the ball, and that's what you need in the running back room. And Carlos Hyde is a solid backup. That's right. what he is.
And I misspoke earlier when he had connections, yes, to Urban, the passing game coordinator Schottenheimer in Seattle as well, but the GM. Trent Baalke, obviously, with San Francisco for all those years when Carlos was out there. So those are the connections. Let's come back in a moment. And there are reports logs of trade interest for a certain mustachioed signal caller. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
When we come back.
That's an interesting thought.
Well, it is.
Yeah. I got some thoughts on that.
I bet you do. And we're about halfway home. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Presented in part by TIAA Bank. Created to serve, built to perform. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. And Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good.
Jaguars fans, did you know that with Drizzly, you can get Tito's Handmade Vodka delivered to your door in under 60 minutes? Well, you can. And now they're giving all fans $10 off their first order. Use the code JAGS10 at checkout. Just download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com and make sure you're all set to mix it up with Tito's Handmade Vodka for the perfect game day. That's DRIZLY.com. And remember to use the special code JAGS10 to save $10 on your first order. 80-proof Tito's Handmade Vodka. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Hey Jaguars fans, are you ready to talk some trash? Well, nobody talks trash quite like Waste Pro, the official waste service and recycling partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Specializing in residential and commercial solid waste and recycling collection, processing, and disposal, Waste Pro is equipped to handle all your recycling and garbage removal needs. For service, call 904-731-7288. Waste Pro, caring for communities and caring for Jacksonville.
Any repeated physical activity puts stress on the body. Checking your phone, getting in the car, sitting at your desk. Checking the phone, getting in your car, sitting at your desk. Checking your phone for the 50th time today. If you do anything with regularity, you should get massaged with regularity. Massage Envy. Keep your body working.
Regular body work makes the body work with massage, skincare, and stretch. Come in today for more information or visit massageenvy.com for more details.
Jaguars fans, let's tackle social injustice together on game days with Selfies for Change. Visit TIAABank.com/selfiesforchange to take a virtual selfie with a Jaguars player and unlock a $5 donation to the Jaguars Foundation to help fight social injustice. Share your photo on Instagram or Twitter using hashtag Selfies for Change so more fans can be part of the movement. Join us on game days at TIAABank.com/selfiesforchange. TIAA Bank is the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services, from automatic gates to security fence and railing. Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com. Forever Vets Animal Hospital has always been about helping animals with same-day appointments, walk-ins, and extended hours. Keeping your pets healthy is important to their experienced and dedicated staff. From preventive care, surgical, diagnostic, and emergency procedures, they offer quality pet care at a reasonable cost. Your pets deserve the best, and that's Forever Vets. Visit ForeverVets.com to learn more and book your first free office exam today. They can't wait to have you as a part of the Forever Vets family.
Start the day with Jaguars and Sports Talk. The Drill with Dan Hicken and Jeff Prosser. Mornings on 1010XL.
I used to watch the Jaguars when, I mean, I was 6th, 7th, 8th grade. So, Gerard, Fred Taylor, Maurice Jones-Drew, you know, I'm from here, so I know about Tampa Bay's and the Jacksonville's and the Miami Dolphins. And you know, I'm just trying to bring Florida football back to Florida, you know how I supposedly played in Florida. So, that's what kind of drew me back. It was just a nice opportunity for me and my family.
Rashawn Jenkins earlier today, Jaguars safety added from the Los Angeles Chargers in free agency. And welcome back, Jaguars Happy Hour, JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. And if you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, join Jaguars alumni players and learn cool football fundamentals. And join members of the Roar as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit jaguars.com/community to fuel greatness from anywhere. Welcome back. Here we are. Now, the archives available of the interviews, the press conferences today on Jaguars.com. Mm-hmm. So there were three Jags in the building today, and there should be more. I think the offensive guys will come Monday, I believe, a little later, if not tomorrow, then Monday, and they'll do the same kind of idea, right? They'll go around. There was kind of a car wash of sorts today, in-house media set up, and then you go around and do the media setup. You go meet the coaching staff and do the whole thing. So that's all coming up, so stay tuned the next few days moving ahead for the offensive guys. Now, there was a report. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, who this is his time of year because he's the one breaking all the news, and him and Adam Schefter going back and forth on breaking stories around the NFL on Twitter. Well, there was a report that teams have been calling about quarterback Gardner Minshew. Could he be traded? What do you think, Logs?
I think a couple things. I think that could be true. I also think that when you talk about Ian Rappaport and guys that do that type of job for different news outlets, they also have great relationships with a lot of people around the league, and they get great information sometimes. And sometimes as a return for – getting that information, sometimes they might be, you know, fed some information that might be beneficial to the person that's feeding them the information. So, in other words, it's kind of like fishing.
You know, oh boy! If outdoor shows Saturday morning,
no,
7 a.m.
We're not that kind of fishing.
Oh, okay.
But for example, let's say you put on the hook. You say, "Hey, this is the news item that hey, we're getting some calls about Gardner Minshew." When you put that on the hook, other teams that may have thought about, well, we need a quarterback to maybe come in and compete, or maybe we need a quarterback to be a backup. Hey, look, if we're going to get a chance at Gardner Minshew, we need to do it now. We better call now because they're getting calls about them now, so we better go ahead and hurry up.
Time's running out.
Hurry in, buy now.
But wait, there's more. You get a seventh-round pick.
So sometimes that is done to drum up a little interest and to speed up the process maybe a little bit. So I think the report tells you one thing, though, I think, which is one of the things that I think people were curious about, would there be a spot for Gardner Minshew on this roster? And I think that possibly could be a little sneak peek into maybe they're looking to move on from him.
They want to get the quarterback room how they want it. That's what Urban said the other day, something to that effect. So what does that mean? We're still
well, for
trying
me,
to figure that out.
I said this before. If you want your quarterback room to be at its best, you move on without Gardner Minshew when you're bringing in a Trevor Lawrence. I mean, for me, you have a good young player that was a sixth-round pick last year that's strong-armed. Find somebody else to come into that room that understands his role. And when I say understands his role, is not, I want to say happy being a backup, but understands that he is a backup and understands that he is there to help the team and to help the room and understands that role. And I think that that would be better found somewhere else other than Gardner Minshew, in my opinion.
Are you an Alex Smith guy?
Yeah, I'm an Alex Smith guy because if Alex Smith understands where he's at,
can they,
I think he does.
Because yeah, my point the last week or two, people brought him up or whatever, is once you cross that threshold of, you know what, I'm going to be a backup, my days as a starter are pretty much done, I know I made this great comeback from a leg injury. Once you cross that line, it's really tough to go back and become a starter, a regular starter in the league again. So for a lot of guys, they want to wait as long as they can to make that decision. This could be the right time.
Alex Smith, for the first answer that you have to find is, one, is he okay health-wise? If he were required, if something happens and he's got to play ball, can he do it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about, hey, look, you know, we want a guy in here that can essentially be a player coach. I mean, look, you have coaches for that.
You got to go play.
But you want somebody that can come in that can mentor a little bit, but also they have to have the ability to play when called upon. And can Alex Smith withstand the rigors of playing, if he has to, multiple games during the season? And I don't know the answer to that. I think that's a question for the doctors and the people that are going to be evaluating him and doing physicals on him.
So a lot to determine, obviously, still in that room. There's plenty of time, though. I mean, you know.
Would you bring Gardner Minshew back?
If you had Alex Smith here, no. What else are you going to get right now? I mean, who else are you going to go get?
Marcus Mariota is available, will be available. The Raiders are looking to cut his pay significantly, and he's possibly going to be available.
I think you have to go either find your backup now and then – move on. I don't think you move on and then go find a guy, because you're kind of up against it at that point. You still need – not that we're up against it. It's March.
I've always said that – and you've heard me use this analogy before, that you don't take a jar off the shelf until you find a jar that's better to replace it with.
Yeah.
I think in certain instances, I think that that's not the case, because you're trying to achieve chemistry. And sometimes when you're trying to achieve chemistry – sometimes you have to do a subtraction before you find something to replace it.
There you go. I'm curious, though, will there be any on-site off-season program, on-field stuff? The weight stuff starts a little earlier because of the new coaching staff, April 5th. But beyond that, will there be – around.
I think we will see an abbreviated off-season schedule this year.
Yeah.
I don't think we're not going to see what we saw 2 years ago and before that. We're not going to see that, right. And I don't think we're going to see what we saw last year, where everything was completely virtual. I think that virtual, as the commissioner said, is here to stay. But I also think that there will be a bubble type extended mini camp. And obviously this is something that's going to have to be worked out between the players' associations and the player association and ownership. But I don't think it's going to be too difficult to do that. But to create a bubble temporarily, and I'm not saying a bubble where you can't leave a building or anything of that nature, but you're going to have to enter a period of time just like you had during the season last year, and you're going to enter it for maybe 2 weeks. And then you'll have 2 weeks of practices, mini camps, and then everything else will be virtual. That's, I mean, if I were the commissioner, that's something that I would be trying to strive for. Because if you try to do it in different segments, then you got to go through the whole process of trying to make sure that everybody is COVID-free. Yep. And, you know, so you try to do it all in one tight area.
By the way, we mentioned earlier the tornado warning. There was one southwest of town for a short time. There's these lines of storms coming through town. Now a severe thunderstorm warning in Duval County in the Jacksonville kind of downtown area, it looks like, on the map here. So stay aware out in the weather. Stay safe. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll go around the National Football League, and season ticket renewals are underway. Existing season ticket members, including those on pause in 2020, well, you need to lock in your seats now. Demand is sky high in 2021. Single game tickets will go on sale after the schedule release, likely sometime in May. And the Jaguars look to play in front of a full-capacity crowd in 2021. Thank goodness. That would be fantastic. Look for your renewal link in your email. Visit Jaguars.com or call 904-633-2000. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jaguars Happy Hour is presented in part by Dreamfinders Homes. Homes that fit your lifestyle. Next Grill. Everyone's invited. And Adecco. Visit AdecoUSA.com.
Forever Vets Animal Hospital has always been about helping animals with same-day appointments, walk-ins, and extended hours. Keeping your pets healthy is important to their experienced and dedicated staff. From preventive care, surgical, diagnostic, and emergency procedures, they offer quality pet care at a reasonable cost. Your pets deserve the best. And that's Forever Vets. Visit ForeverVets.com to learn more and book your first free office exam today. They can't wait to have you as a part of the Forever Vets family.
Jaguars fans, let's tackle social injustice together on game days with Selfies for Change. Visit TIAABank.com/selfiesforchange to take a virtual selfie with a Jaguars player and unlock a $5 donation to the Jaguars Foundation to help fight social injustice. Share your photo on Instagram or Twitter using hashtag Selfies for Change so more fans can be part of the movement. Join us on game days at TIAABank.com/selfiesforchange. TIAA Bank is the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 40 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the high 100s and a wide selection of move-in-ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, one taste and you're feeling good now, smiling wider now, seeing brighter now. Bucket dunking now, namaste-ing now. Popping a wheelie now, living lighter now. You're on Tropic Time now. And on Mondays, try our Jaguars Duval Delight Smoothies for $2.99. And you're roaring louder now, end zone dancing now, sipping spirit now. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Hi, this is Dr. Patrick Basil of Basil Plastic Surgery and Wellness. I'm a proud veteran of the U.S. Navy, and during my active duty time, I had the amazing privilege to serve our country and those who were wounded in combat. Helping my patients return to a normal life, I was able to provide an unparalleled level of care, which I've carried over to my own private practice today. As the official plastic surgeon of the Jaguars, I would like to wish the Jags best of luck and invite you to visit us at patrickbasilmd.com.
You won't find a better deal to keep your ride clean than Scrubble's Flexible Service Car Wash. Start in the tunnel wash and experience state-of-the-art equipment while enjoying a soapy light show. Our quality soaps and solutions keep your vehicle streak-free. Every 3-minute car wash package comes with self-serve vacuuming, lint-free towels, window cleaner, and a free air freshener. Visit us at the St. John's Town Center, Fleming Island, and Atlantic Beach. And coming soon to Kernan and Atlantic. Trust the bow tie. You'll know quality once you arrive. Go Jags!
If you bleed teal and black, we've got your back.
We are Jaguars!
1010XL, 92.5 FM, home of the Jaguars.
Welcome back. Jaguars Happy Hour coming down the home stretch on a Thursday. J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman. Glad you're along with us today. And if you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, join Jaguars alumni players and learn cool football fundamentals and join members of the Roar as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit jaguars.com/community to fuel greatness from anywhere. Let's go around the National Football League and start with the breaking news just a few minutes ago. Earlier this hour, the league announced the new media deals. And there is some money coming in.
Explain yourself.
Well, the big networks and...
You're talking the new TV deals.
New TV deals, yes, including internet.
And when you say media deals, I'm thinking press... You know, media, like media relations related, TV deals, JP.
These new agreements will begin with the 2023 season and run through 2033, starting with Amazon, the NFL's first ever all-digital package. Amazon Prime Video will be the exclusive home of Thursday Night Football on digital devices. How about that? Wow. CBS gets a new multi-platform agreement. They get the AFC package on Sunday afternoon. They'll be streamed live on Paramount Plus, the streaming service for Viacom CBS, and they've first started televising NFL games in 1956 on CBS, by the way. They had a slight hiatus there in the about a decade, well, 20 years ago or so. ESPN will continue to be the partner for Monday Night Football. ABC has acquired rights to televise two Super Bowls and exclusive regular season games. And ESPN Plus subscribers can stream one international series game on a national basis. There's all these details on ESPN. And that goes 11 years, starting in 2023. Fox has renewed its agreement to produce the NFC package on Sunday. It acquired in 1994. So I guess it was a little longer than that. CBS was out more than 20 years ago. Fox expanding the digital rights as well. They get a streaming platform to get NFL programming on there. The Game of the Week is the most watched show in all of television in the last 12 years. And NBC Sunday Night Football, the number one primetime show on TV, well, they'll get Sunday Night Football, and they'll get an exclusive feed of select games on their Peacock streaming service. And NFL Network will continue to televise a select schedule of NFL games on a yearly basis. Not much detail on that. So there's digital distribution, broadcast distribution, flexibility on Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football can change now.
Okay, what's the money?
A lot. I don't have the full details here. Figures? I can get them. And $11 billion is what it is.
For everybody?
I think for everything. Let's get to the Super Bowls first. We'll get back to that. CBS gets Super Bowls 2023, 2027, 2031. Fox gets three Super Bowls. NBC gets three. ESPN and ABC get two Super Bowls. So, there you go. $110 billion over 11 years, according to the New York Times.
Yeah, when you said $11 billion, yeah, I
had the 11-year part. That's a lot of money.
The players in the National Football League ought to be celebrating right now. That's a lot of money that is going to be coming into the coffers, and a big chunk of that is going to be going to the players. And you hope that the stadiums get back to being somewhat full this year, and everything else kind of falls back into place and we get back to a little bit of normalcy, because then that continues to obviously drive revenues and the players sharing that as well. So, yeah. But the TV, I mean, there's no arguing that television is great when it's about the NFL. I mean, there's no other programming that television can put on now that even comes close to touching.
It's always
what the NFL has.
The largest rating game or television shows of the year, every year.
It is amazing how successful that the NFL has become on television. And you know, many people thought that it would become they would oversaturate it. Oh well, you can't do Monday and Thursday and sometimes Saturdays when college football is not around.
I mean, we saw it last
Sunday morning. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Sunday, 4 o'clock, Sunday night. But yet people still go. They still go to watch it.
That's right. Last year, they played a game on every day of the week for the first time ever because of the COVID
stuff.
Yeah,
with COVID.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's – and the ratings are still great.
By the way, the Sunday ticket subscription service is still – DirecTV still has the rights to that through 2022. No update on who will broadcast that moving ahead. That's
my guess
out.
Would be at Amazon.
Maybe. We'll see.
I hope it's Amazon because people have continually – done nothing but complain about DirecTV and the NFL ticket on DirecTV. I mean, there has been a lot of dissatisfaction with that part of the NFL's broadcast agreement because people have said that it's not good enough. And so I would not be surprised one bit if that becomes part of Amazon.
Let's continue our look around the National Football League and go down to Houston, Texas, where the soap opera continues. It has been quite an offseason for the Houston Texans. But now, you know, we know Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. The Texans won't budge. But now away from football, there are some lawsuits being filed against Watson alleging sexual assault. Three lawsuits in total currently. A Houston area lawyer said that six total are on the way. Watson denies any wrongdoing and intends to fight the civil charges against him.
Yeah, what this does is interesting. First of all, it's crazy. And you hate that accusations are made like that when nothing has ever gone or was ever gone to law enforcement about, which I think makes it a little bit suspicious. But most importantly, the Houston Texans, if they wanted to trade Deshaun Watson, with this going on right now, is he untradeable? Maybe. Maybe you can't trade him now. Because if you're a team, which a month ago, there were teams that were willing to give up the farm for Deshaun Watson. I'm talking give up the farm. But now you just, if you were willing to do it a couple weeks ago, you can in your right mind right now be willing to give up the farm because you've got to find out, are these legitimate?
Right.
Or are they baseless claims?
Right.
I mean, even though it may be baseless, you can't commit to giving up a vast amount of resources to acquire Deshaun Watson unless you know that these accusations are false. And if it was just one, you could probably find a way to do your due diligence and investigate it. And then come to a conclusion. But now if you have six, which six. This attorney is claiming there's going to be six, that complicates it.
We'll see what the next steps are for Deshaun Watson. The Broncos rescinded running back Philip Lindsay's tender. He's now a free agent. He's homegrown from Denver, went to Colorado. He's undrafted. But he could be elsewhere next season. He can fly too, by the way.
Yeah, he's a good football player. He's an undersized guy that has had great success. His rookie year was amazing. But has he been as good as his rookie year?
Well, that's tough to match.
Yeah,
he's been good, though.
I mean, now he's pretty good.
Would you take it?
Sure, I would take a look at him. I mean, he's a guy that can be explosive on third down, has receiving skills out of the backfield. But I think the one thing, what's going to cost, I mean, he's on his rookie deal, I think, probably right now. So, I mean, it's probably not very costly. So that would be favorable. And what are the Broncos asking? Or I guess not ask anymore because
he's
free.
It's a free agent.
I can't believe that they would do that without even trying to get any compensation at all. Or maybe they tried. Nobody was willing to offer. Which ought to show, I mean, that ought to be kind of curious right there. Why? Why would nobody be willing to give up something for him?
I don't know.
Is it the decline?
Maybe it's just the position.
Is it health?
You can go draft one or undraft one.
No,
you know,
I know, kind of same way he got in the league.
Right.
I don't know. That's an interesting
running backs
right
cringe when they hear that, but it's kind of what it is.
Yeah. Who's the highest paid running back right now in the National Football League?
Gosh,
is it?
That's a great question.
Is it the running back in Dallas?
Zeke Elliott?
Yeah.
Might be. Christian McCaffrey, $16 million a season.
And hardly played last year.
Right, he was hurt. Kamara's right there, too, Saints.
And Kamara's if you could find a guy that fills that Kamara role for your football team, and I'm not saying you need to have somebody of that stature because he is amazing. But if you can find somebody that fills that type of role, who has the receiving skills,
can line up anywhere. Because they line him up wide.
Well, we talk about how you like to find a young quarterback, a really good tight end, to be that security blanket. Well, Kamara is the same type of a feel for a quarterback, mm-hmm. in that it's a safe, easy completion. The running back Kamara does great things with it after the catch. And if you can find somebody to fill that role for your young quarterback, I mean, heck, that'd be perfect.
Ian Rappaport at it again.
Uh-oh.
Earlier this week.
Was he trying to stir up now for the Jaguars?
Nothing for the Jags. Oh. He said there was a meeting between the Bears GM Ryan Pace and the Seahawks GM John Schneider, and it took place in Fargo, North Dakota this week when they were both in town for Trey Lance's pro day. The conversation, Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks slept on the offer made to them, and apparently Pete Carroll decided he's not looking to rebuild the team because he's 69 years old. And the Bears signed Andy Dalton the next day instead. Andy Dalton will be the starting quarterback, QB1 for the Bears.
Well, maybe Nick Foles could be.
He said in a press conference that he was told he is the starting quarterback for the Bears. So the dream of Russell Wilson to the Windy City is over.
Well, here's the thing. If they find a way to still execute the trade for Russell Wilson, Andy Dalton will. Guess what, Andy? you're the backup to Russell Wilson. You get $10 million and enjoy it. Things are always on that mode, what we call standby mode, until things actually happen. Sometimes you just got to wait and see exactly what's going to happen. But that's interesting. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and I said, okay, so if you're the Jaguars, would you be willing to trade your two first-round picks and maybe a second? And this is pre-lawsuits against Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Would you be willing to give that up for Deshaun Watson?
Who, the Jags?
Yeah. JP, I mean, if you were running the Jags.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Especially when you have the number one pick, no.
Okay, so you say no. Here's another question.
If I didn't.
Would you be willing to trade your entire 2021 draft for Patrick Mahomes?
Whew. You got to pay that salary.
He's got a contract.
Do you have room?
Would you
make
do it?
Room?
Would you I do guess. It?
Oh, that's that's risky.
JP, that's not even a question.
You would?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You would.
In a minute.
Or you could keep the whole draft and have a number one overall draft pick quarterback that's a generational player.
Says who?
I mean, you're rolling the dice.
You
sure.
hope he's a generational player.
You always roll
player.
The dice. Yeah,
look, you hope he's a generational player. My point is that Patrick Mahomes is a generational player.
Are you going to win this year?
And a Super Bowl winner.
With the JP, roster that they just put together in free agency.
Where do I sign
Mahomes
to trade the entire draft for Patrick Mahomes?
Okay.
That wouldn't even be a question. But
see, I just disagree with that.
I'm just saying is that we will do it in a minute. Here's the crazy.
Great player.
Here's the thing. The Kansas City Chiefs wouldn't even think about it.
No, they'd be like, are you crazy?
Consider it.
No, we're not letting him go.
But the Deshaun Watson thing is interesting. It's different. You know, I mean, I'm kind of with you there in that, like, I'm keeping Trevor Lawrence and that, you know, we're keeping our draft picks and
you
roll.
Build something here. You can't build anything without draft equity.
It's an interesting question because sometimes you got to think that, look, as excited as we all are about Trevor Lawrence and how we believe that he can become a great NFL quarterback, you still just don't know for sure.
You just don't know. There's that little hint of maybe it won't work out. Yeah, but, you know, hey, let's go. Go get him.
I can't believe you wouldn't trade the entire draft for Patrick Mahomes.
Quit doing it. Stop it. Good to see you.
Joe was over there going, sign me up.
I'm sure he was.
Sign me up.
Let the Eagles do
I'll
it.
I'll do it in a minute.
We'll talk to you next week. Jeff Flagerman, Joe Fortunato, Trimpa D, our entire crew. I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Check out all the archives of all the press conferences on Jaguars.com. This is Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.